Not sure what's going on, but we are way over-modulated on the receive side of the repeater. I don't know if he's paying attention or not, but yeah. Boom! Here we are, WSCD 991. Coming back at you. We're standing by. I'm not sure, but can you try that again? Because you were way below the static. However, your signal was very, very, very strong. Modulation was not there. I did not comprehend any of that. Whiskey Sierra Delta. Whiskey Sierra Charlie Delta 991. Stand by. Come on, bring it on. WSCD 901, stand by. You've got good key up, but you don't have modulation. No modulation. Just sound like a repeater.
WSGQ816, Dan in Lorain, Ohio calling. This is Dan in Lorain, Ohio calling. Come in there, but there was a lot of static with you. Try it again. This is Dan in Lorain, Ohio.
That's WRUH667 Mobile. We're here in Saginaw County, Michigan. How do you copy now? I'm not sure if it's still static here now.
I heard the 667. This is WSGQ816, Dan in Lorain.
Yeah, Dan, give me just a few minutes here. I'm almost home. I'll be outside the car. I'm on an HT, so I'm not going to make the repeater until I'm out of this car. But I copied you from Lorain, Ohio. We're here in Saginaw, Michigan, WRUH667. Now, just give me just a minute here.
All right, I'll do that.
Yeah, WRUH667, portable in Saginaw. I'll do that copy now.
Dan in Lorraine.
Yeah, go ahead, Dan. Name is John. Here inside. Are you talking to a Link repeater, or are you making the trip all the way from Ohio?
WSTQ 996.
Go ahead, from WRUH 267.
WSBQ 996 calling WSBQ 816. How about Dan in Ohio? You got a copy?
Yeah, I got a copy. This is WSBQ 816, Dan in Lorraine, the old retired railroad engineer, Roger.
Yeah, I got a copy on you, Dan. This is Paul, WSBQ 996 in Macomb Township. There's a little bit of static coming. I guess the conditions ain't quite right.
Well, I'm making a long trip from over here by Cleveland all the way to Detroit. There's liable to be a little bit of static in there.
Yeah, okay, Dan. Well, it's nice talking to you. This is WSBQ 996. We're going to take a standby.
Sounding good tonight. I'm sorry my signal isn't doing that good. Has anybody else got a copy in there? This is Dan in Lorraine, Ohio.
WRXX 102, Roseville, Michigan, Ohio. Yeah, Ohio, we can hear you just fine. About it, Dan. This is WRXX 102 in Roseville, Michigan. We can hear you just fine, Dan. up. This was Scott up here in Roseville, Michigan. Them repeaters are doing their job, right? 102. Up there in Ohio, we're losing you down up here in Roseville, Michigan. We're losing you, man. The static's starting to come through. WRXX 102, Scott, we're out.
Roger. WSDY 438. Your other brother Dan up here in Central Michigan, Mount Pleasant, Michigan. WSDY 438.
Yeah, I got the 438. My memory is terrible. Jason Bacon, where he just has three numbers, and I'd be good to go, but I just didn't hear you nice and clear, nice and loud there. What are you doing up this early in the morning?
Oh, we're just getting ready to go to bed. All right, Dan, we definitely hear you out of Ohio there. We hear Ohio there, so you take care. Delta Alpha November, Dan up here too. So WSDY 438, take care in Ohio there.
All right, Dan, I gotta say, I like your name there. That's a very good name. Okay, I'll let you go. I'll catch you later. This is WSDQ-816, in Moline, Ohio, the old retired railroad engineer. All right, I'll catch you maybe tomorrow evening. Have a good one, 73. Bye-bye.
All right, 7-3rd. Thanks for the shout back. WSDY 438, Central Michigan.
WSDY 438, have a good one. Catch you later.
about it, boys and girls? Sounds like there's somebody else out there. This is Dan in Lorain, Ohio. You got a copy? Whoever keeps keying up out there, go ahead and talk a little bit. This is Dan. Dan in Lorain, Ohio. WSDQ816. The old retired railroad engineer over here in Lorain, Ohio. Go ahead, I hear you. Well, I'm sorry about that. Usually every evening I call and call and call, and I spend about half an hour or longer trying to get somebody talking. I don't even hear them sometimes. Well, you might as well stick around. You don't have anything better to do, do you? Well, I'm a no-shifter. I've been retired since 04, and I wouldn't know how to act if I went to work somewhere. You say Wayne? Did you say Wayne or Dwayne? What do you do? I'm a retired railroad engineer. Yeah, I used to work, I worked 17 years at the post office. That was government. I spent quite a few years working for the government there. In here, you have a good one. This is Dan, the old retired railroad engineer over here in Lorain, Ohio, about 30 miles west of Cleveland. I'm about two blocks from Lake Erie over here. So you go ahead, you have a good one. I'll catch you later. This is Dan. I'll be clear. 73. Bye bye. How about it out there? Is anybody left out there to talk to old blind man? This is Dan. How about it, boys and girls? Anybody left out there? You got a copy on Dan in Lorain, Ohio? Might have keyed on somebody, I don't know.
been able to get a hold of him. Same thing for that Bob guy. Has anybody heard Bob out there? How about a Kurt? Kurt, out there in Groveland Township, you got a copy on Dan and Lorraine? There's got to be somebody left out there. Breaking up or what? Oh, trust me, I don't have any trouble hearing you. You come in strong. Well, I have to make it all the way across the lake to hit that repeater over there in Michigan. Yeah, it's about 62 miles. It only goes about 10 miles. Well, I tell you right now, I'm hitting two of them. I can hear an echo. Well, like I say, most of the time I hit the one north of Detroit, that 675 repeater. I tell you what, we need some repeaters over here. You guys got them all. Yeah, I've been trying to get my CB buddies to get into this, and they sound like I'm saying something terrible, you know. Yeah, I've had my license for almost 3 weeks now. I didn't know there was another level. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've done CB sideband ever since, well, not sideband, but ever since the 63 was when I started in CB. Yeah, with the CB stuff, I get, a lot of times I get Europe and I get Australia, New Zealand, South America, South Africa, all over the place on CB sideband. Now, did you hear that lady there? Well, good luck with that. That takes a lot of practice on them practice tests. I tried that once. I did a couple of practice tests and only made like a 70-something.
I'm happy with this right here, this EMRS stuff. That's new for me. Yeah, I didn't have no money to buy a GMRS base antenna, so I had to make me one. Well, I just did a straight brass wire, about three and a half feet or so. Yeah, my wife helped me put this one up higher. I had it at 8 feet and it was doing pretty good, but I decided to put it up to 20 feet and she said she wasn't going to help me anymore. She said we're too old for that. Well, it's my wife. We've been married. Well, I married her when she turned 16, I'll say that. And she's always helped me with everything, but we're getting old now. Yeah, we've been married 51 years. I almost died on her a couple times, but she's trying to keep me alive for a while, so I don't know how much longer I'll last. I'm 71. Oh, I was surprised I made it out of last year. When I got that COVID, that just about did me in. Yeah, right. I was in the hospital for over a month. I didn't know anybody. It was pretty terrible. I didn't recognize any of my family or anything. Yeah, I keep getting that sepsis stuff. That's pretty dangerous in itself. Yeah, I tell you what, I didn't take none of those shots. The doctor tried to force me to take it, but I wouldn't take it. My nephew took those shots, and in a week or so, he was really messed up. He wasn't able to go to work for about 3 months. Well, you're pretty strong to be able to go through it that many times and survive. When they put my wife in the hospital, they took her to Cleveland, and they wouldn't let nobody see her. I was afraid she would die, and there was nobody coming to see her. Yeah, I was thinking about that test, that ham test. Man, I'm hearing an echo. It's driving me crazy. But I got in a train wreck, and I got brain damage, and I can't remember things anymore. I couldn't memorize stuff for that test. Well, it's a little early, so I'll catch you later. This is Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816 Dan and Lorraine, say it's 73. Have a good one. What city did you say? Right, 73's, I'll have to go look that up, see how far away you are. Oh, I believe that. I don't trust railroad companies either. They cheated me out of my retirement.
WRXX, good to be alive this morning, no doubt about that.
WIZX 218, we're listening.
Give us a radio check. It's 725. WIND, Wave 8, Rochester Hill. WRXX102. That radio's working there, Jay.
Morning, sir. How you doing this morning?
You're bringing in a little bit of static with you this morning over there. I'm only over here in Roseville. Yeah, Jack, I'm going to sit back and listen for a little bit. Maybe that'll clear up, man. I can barely make you out today. Other than that, every other day you come in here super strong. WRXX102, and we're back quiet.
City Larkin, E251. And they got a copy of N134. Just out of detour.
Good morning on the band. The date is 9:22. The time is 9:22. First day of autumn. WSDY 438. WRXX 102 saying good morning to all.
RWI 889, listen. WSBQ 998, monitoring the frequency.
WRBM924 clear.
WSAI 620.
Station 544. And station out there, 544. WIUG, wait 8, copy. WIUG, wait 8, clear.
WRWX221. WRWX221.
Station 221, go ahead. Hey Jack, just testing out a couple radios. Picked up a new Radiodity or the UV5G. Radiodity UV20G. Say again. DB20G. No, it's a little handheld UV5G. Sounding good. Roger. Well, thanks for the radio check, Jack. No problem, anytime. That sounded good. I'm talking right now on DB20G. It's a pretty small radio, but it's got 20 watts. So they rounded in good radios. Roger. Copy that. I've got the 25. I talked to you, I think, when I was looking at getting my mobile unit, and the 25G was like cheaper than the 20G, so I ended up putting that in my truck probably about a year ago, and it's
That's an awesome radio. I think getting close to 20 watts though. Are you actually getting? Have you checked your wattage on your 20?
I might only get 18 or 16 out of this one. No, I haven't checked it, but I know that a few people told me that. I don't know if you know Professor Don. He passed away, and he told me. Roger.
Yeah, my father-in-law told me that's tragic. He was a well-known guy on the radio.
Yeah, 52 years in a ham shack.
Yeah, there were nights I wouldn't really chime in too much, but I'd just turn my radio on while I was whatever, doing paperwork or whatever, and I would just talk about all kind of stuff.
My favorite behind a handheld, I'll let you know. If you have, I don't know if you have a Nagoya 771 or not. Number two is hold your handheld straight up in the air. You should do fine because you were cutting off a little bit. Roger?
Copy that. Thanks, Jack. Is this a little bit better? I'm using the stock antenna right now, but I might upgrade.
But you sound like you're sitting by me here, Roger.
Copy that. Good to know. Well, like I said, thanks for the radio check. I'm gonna get off and do some laundry here, so. WRWX221 out.
Buddy, take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48 clear. Station out there calling WIUG 48. Station 332. That's all I heard because there's a lot of scratches out that way. I don't know if you're on the handheld or not. Roger. I didn't get nothing, that 332. I didn't get nothing at all. You out of Ohio by a chance?
Mike here out of Toledo. I talked to you quite a bit.
Roger, now I know. How you doing today?
I'm not making a trip the other day.
Oh, it's too early to make a trip. Maybe wait till about maybe 4:30, 5 o'clock to be able to, make the trip. It was last night. Everything was open last night. Roger?
Yeah, Roger on that. Well, I just thought I heard anything out there. I thought I'd give you a shout if I made it or not.
problem. Thank you to do that anyhow. Thanks a lot to give us a shout. Yeah, we'll talk to you anytime. I don't mind, but just a little bit scratchy right now. Roger. All right, buddy. Take care, and you have a good day. WIUG, bring it in, clear.
WROG 332, stay alive.
WESA 848, stand by.
Station 848, WIUG 48, in Rochester Hills. Copy?
Never hear you up there, Jeff. How you doing this afternoon? Well, morning, kind of like
that. I'm doing fine. Are you on a handheld?
That is correct. I'm on a handheld. My father-in-law's garden, helping him pick his vegetables for the year. Water in Michigan, got it.
Yeah, do a favor, when you're on a handheld, hold your handheld straight up. That way you'll be doing good. You are okay, but you're fading out a little bit. I mean, I don't know, you might be moving around a little bit. Roger?
Yeah, understood. I'm down here in the middle of nowhere, and I'm going to handheld the Baofeng 15 Pro. This is the first time me ever talking on it. I guess it's okay. I mean, it's not like my radiotity, but hey, trying to hold it up straight so you can get a good clear signal.
Well, I do 100% right now. Good. Excellent. Really. And that's what it's all about, those repeaters. That's the way they are. You have to have your hand held straight, so you can clear everything. Roger?
Roger. Copy that, Jeff. I just wanted to get in here and say hi to you. I talked to him. I was in London a couple of weeks ago. I was talking to you on the job site. I was talking on the radio, but I'm holding this radio straight, so... Hey, we're going to let you go and get somebody else in there. And this is WESA 848. We're in Byron, Michigan, and have a great day, Jack.
Buddy, you too. I'm on the DV20G. I don't know if you know that or not, but that's how I am right now. Anyhow, you're sounding good right now. But whatever you do, just have your hand held straight. You'll be okay with no problem with that Baofeng radio. I have about 4 or 5 of them. I do the same thing. You take care and you have a good day. I got to back out of here. WIUG for your name, clear.
WSES 8848, we are clear.
Hey, you're both sounding good in the Bloomfield area.
Station out of Bloomfield Hills. This is WIUG 48.
WSDK 341.
How you doing this afternoon? But you got a little bit, you know, got a couple of popcorn behind you. Roger?
Yeah, I just got off work. I'm going home. That's a beautiful day.
It is. I just opened my cell phone. It's not going to ring until about 8:30 at night. So have a good day today and better day tomorrow. You take care. Have a good day. WIUG, 48, clear.
Yeah, you too. WSDK 341, clear.
WRXX102.
Station 983, station out there, 983, WRUG-48, copy. WRUG-48, clear. WRWT 783, WRUG 48, copy.
I got a copy on you.
How you doing today?
Good.
I'm back.
I said I'm doing good.
Good. That's it. Sunshine and the high 80. Roger.
Roger. How you doing today, Jack?
Talk to you a little bit later. WIUG, 48, clear.
I'm running mobile, so you kind of broke up on me.
Maybe because I was driving 85 miles an hour, Bobby, that's why.
Oh, I'm over here at Telegraph and Ford Road, just about 5 minutes from going home.
85, slow down.
Good talking to you. You take care, have a good day. WIUG48.
WSPN 780, Terry. Talk to you later, Jack. Good hearing from you.
What is WIOG 48?
Gary, you take care too. Have a good day. Better day tomorrow. WIAG 48, clear.
Yep, tomorrow I'm adding 5 more feet to my antenna.
Sounding good. What kind of radio do you have? I'm on the DB20G.
Right now I'm just on a handheld driving mobile. My base station, I got a common antenna. I already got that about 25 feet, but I'm putting it up another 5 feet today and tomorrow.
You're doing excellent on the handheld. I have a handheld, one of those bolting the big screen UV 5R, and it does good too. You're doing good with that. Bobby, you have that in the Goya 771G antenna, correct?
Yes.
That is a good antenna. All my HD radio, they have that. Roger.
Is it a Comet or a Nagoya antenna? Both of those are great antennas.
I got a Magnum on with a Comet 2x4. It takes all three of them. A 70 centimeter, and it takes the 2 meter, and it takes the GMRS, and that's the one I'm talking about right now.
Yeah, it's the same one I use.
Yeah, they're good antenna. Let me tell you something, they are really good antenna. Even if you, I was going 85 when I was talking to you first.
All right, Jack, I was signing off here. I'm about to pull in my house in a minute or so. Good talking to you. I'll talk to you later. WSPN 780 clear.
You do the same. You take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48 clear. At a station out of Van Dyke over there, I just stopped through. They said to slow down. This is WIUG 48.
About a Jack, WRUG 488 Jack. This is Dan.
Go ahead, Dan. How you doing today? How's your eye?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. I got that eye covered up today.
And I'm over here in Middlebelt, the Bloomfield Hill, Roger.
Roger that. I had my HP up in front of the house. I heard you talking earlier, just a little bit earlier there.
Yeah, the band is open. I think there's opening bands out there.
Yeah, I never can get on here this early.
I know what you're saying. Well, because this band is open, it's fine.
Yeah, it's good to have conditions early.
Oh yeah, the condition is really good. It's been like that for like almost a week.
Yeah, I was on there last night, but I didn't hear you on there. I was on there till after 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I was talking to Dayton, Bowling Green, Ohio. I was talking to the guy down that way.
Wow, that's a long way.
And this is WIUG for today.
Yeah, WSDQ-813. Yeah, that's, I was talking, let me see. Ah, shoot, I forgot his name.
I was talking to Dan in Ohio. He was 25 miles away from Cleveland.
Try to get Bob. Do you know Bob?
I do know Bob, but he's not on the radio tonight for a couple of days. He was not on the radio, so he must have been busy. Roger?
Yeah, I haven't heard him on there in a couple of days, but he's a good one to talk to there. Yeah, me and him were both in the military, down toward the west with him.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Anyhow, well, I gotta let you go because I'm driving in one way street, so I'm gonna let you go, and it's too bumpy here.
Talk
to you a little bit later and good to hear from you.
WIUD, what do you need here? All right, Jack, you have a good one. I'll catch you later. This is Whiskey Sugar, Delta, Quebec, 816. Dan, the old retired railroad engineer up here in Lorain, Ohio. Have a good one. Bye-bye. About it, Bob. You got a copy? This is Dan and Lorain. About it, Bob. You out there? This is Dan and Lorain calling. Does anybody out there have a copy?
WRBV525, we talked the other night. I don't got much time to talk here now. I'm hopping in the car with the fam, but thought I'd give you a shout. WRBV525.
All right, you sounded good. Got a good strong signal. There was somebody else came in there at the same time, too. But you sounding good over here in Lorain, Ohio. All right, you have a good one. I'll catch you later. This is WSDQ 816 Dan, old retired railroad engineer up here in Lorain, Ohio. 73.
All right, yeah, enjoy the rest of your weekend, Dan. We'll catch you next time. WRBV 525, we'll clear.
All right, have a good one. Another station out there, go ahead.
WSDJ 347.
Yeah. Yeah, hello 347. I can't remember the first part, but you know who you are. Yeah, this is Dan and Lorraine. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good today. Get some things done around the house.
Yeah, I wish I could say that. I'm getting too old to mess with anything. The only thing I can do is call my oldest son and get him to come over and help me do some stuff. I'm 71 and all broke down.
Bad for. I know the feeling. Getting old is pretty tough.
Yeah, every time I try to do something, I pay for it. I end up in bed for a couple of days with my back.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, with this old radio right here, I talk on one radio and I listen on my TV. So it takes two radios to have a conversation over here.
Ten four on that. Well, you sound good up here in Shelby Township, Michigan.
Yeah, I'm in Lorain City, Lorain County. Over here, I'm about 30 miles west of Cleveland. And I tell you what, this is pretty nice being able to talk to you fellas over there in Michigan.
Yeah, the same here. It's pretty cool to be able to talk the whole way down there.
Yeah, I don't have no repeaters around me, except I got one a quarter mile away that is in the woods, and it only goes about 10 miles. So that's the only one around here, but I have to get that Detroit repeater before I can talk to you guys. That's a long ways with the radio. It's about 62 miles over there to that repeater over there in Detroit, north of Detroit. This is unusual. I haven't been able to talk to you guys this early in the day. I don't know if I've done that at all. Usually in the evenings when I get you guys.
Yeah, everything must be just right now.
Yep, you guys can use your HDs, your walkie-talkies, but I have to use my big radio. This radio's antique from the 70s.
An oldie but goodie, huh?
Yeah, this thing weighs about 11 pounds. They don't make them like this anymore.
No, they don't. They don't make anything like they used to.
I had two of these radios stacked up, and I carried them back here, and that was 22 pounds between the two of them. That's how it broke me down.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Now the stuff is so light and cheap.
Well, as long as it works, that's the main thing. What radio are you on?
I'm on a Retivas 95.
Is that 20 watts or is that 50?
This is a 20 watt.
Well, I tell you what, that sounds really good. I've been looking at some, but I can't hardly afford any of them. This radio I got for $39 on eBay.
Yeah, this one was $99 on Amazon, one of them Prime days.
Yeah, I'm on a fixed income. I ain't got none of those extra dollars laying around.
I hear you.
Yeah, I needed an antenna, and I was looking around at the prices and everything, and I said, I can't afford that, so I made me an antenna, and I got it up about 18 feet or so in the air, and it's homemade.
Well, it's working. It's doing a good job.
Yeah, I think it actually worked better down lower. I had it about 8 feet in the air, and I think it almost did better there. What's your temperature over there, about 70?
Yeah, I think it's about 78 or something, 76.
Yeah, it's starting to warm up over here. I don't know what the temperature was, but I stuck my head out for a second, and I brought it right back in.
Yeah, it's pretty comfortable right now. Not bad at all.
I try to get that second radio like this one going, and I hook my 30 amp power supply to it, and it burns it up. So I had to get another power supply for this radio. I used this one to hook to it, and I got this. This is a 50 amp from China, and I think I paid $37 for a brand new. Yeah, these Chinese ones look a little different. They're not very wide, and they're real long, and they're all silver looking. The outside of it is all aluminum, but these things work pretty good. I mean, that other one, I had that for a long time. I never had any problems out of it, so I hooked it to
a bad radio.
Well, I hope this will last you a long time.
Yeah, I got a power supply hooked to my TV radio. It came out of a computer, and that works real good. The only thing you have to do with those once they come out of a computer is cut all those extra wires off. I'll tell you what, I got a collection of radios over here. I got them stacked on both sides of the
street. Yeah, I don't have too many right now. Maybe one day.
Yeah, I didn't say they was all any good, but I got them stacked up anyway. All right, I'm gonna let you go. I know you probably got things to do, so you have a good one. I'll catch you later. This is WSEQ 816, Dan in Lane, the old retired railroad engineer. Have a good one. 73. Bye-bye.
WSDK 347, Joe, you have yourself a good one too. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Joe, I'll catch you later. Hello, how you doing? I hear you keying up, but I don't hear no modulation. This is Dan and Lorraine. WSEQ 816, Dan and Lorraine. Has anybody got a copy? Come on it out there, boys and girls. This is Dan and Lorraine. Has anybody got a copy? What's that about citizenship?
If you're in Michigan, you might as well be a Michigander.
Oh, I couldn't do that. My buddies would shoot me. Everybody here is Ohio State fan.
Unfortunately, we do have some Ohio State fans here in Michigan.
You're just lucky.
Well, I'm a season ticket holder for the Michigan football team. For over 40 years. So we've had our ups and downs, but I'm still true blue. Go blue.
Yeah, I'm not that big a fan.
I watched Ohio State this last game, and they won 49-14 or something. And that was pretty good win. We better quit talking about football.
So far this year, Texas gave us a butt whooping, and we barely scraped it out yesterday against Southern Cal, but we did it. I guess that's all that matters, getting that W.
Well, yeah, did you hear that woman come in there?
I hear static in there. I don't hear any modulation.
Well, it sounded like the lady on the repeater gave the time and the time and the temperature. I was wondering if you heard that.
I didn't hear it that time, but every now and again I do hear a repeater in there. And I write down the repeater number and I try to figure out where it's coming from, but I'm not sure where it's at. But I did not hear it this time.
WRXB 718.
Hello, Mr. 718. How you doing?
Heads up, I don't know if you guys are on 625 or 625 or what part of the link or repeaters you're on, but 625, which is Mount Clemens, does every hour, does announce the time and the weather, and every 15 minutes it should announce its identifier, which is WRUU850, and Detroit will do the time at the hour, and every 15 minutes it will announce its identifier.
Is it a woman?
The owner is Sean. He's in Mount Clemens, but the automated voice is a woman's voice, WRXZ718.
Correction, I no longer own the 675, that is owned by Fred, WRPA 678, and I don't know that it does any of that ID anymore.
Oh, you used to have that repeater?
Yeah, we got out of the business of GMRS several weeks ago. Anyhow, it's still there, and all, nothing's really changed, but I am no longer the trustee of that repeater.
Okay, I was wondering if people could put their personal radio on the internet and be legal that way.
I don't know. I don't know anything. I don't have an opinion on the whole thing, and this one is not on the internet at all. Not on this system. All right. Anyhow, I just wanted to correct that. You can go to mygmrs.com and most of that information. Although I still maintain the page for many of the repeaters. The trustee information is in the description. All right, I'll let you guys get back to it. WRUU850.
Okay, I'll catch you later.
Thanks for the clarification, Sean. WRXB718 clear, standing by.
Well, everybody can't leave. They don't want anybody to talk to us.
Real quick, if you're still on, this is WRVT 771. What would you give up the repeater, if you don't mind me asking?
What's that?
Sorry, that was for 850. I just had a quick question for him.
He gave it up because he can.
I guess he got out of there. I'll tell you what, you guys in Michigan got a lot of repeaters over there. We don't hardly have any over here.
Yeah, we have a good amount here in Michigan. It's pretty nice. WRVT 771.
Yeah, this is WSDQ 816 Dan in Lorain, Ohio. I have one repeater close to me, about a quarter mile away, and it's in the woods, and it doesn't get out more than 10 miles. I mean, it doesn't go anywhere.
Hey, we're coming in pretty good here. I'm in Roseville, Michigan. So pretty good ways away from it, but a little static in the background, but definitely understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm hitting a repeater in Detroit, north of Detroit. That's the one I'm hitting, because there's not any over here that could make that trip.
Yeah, this is the Macomb repeater. I'm pretty close to it, but for the fact that you can reach it, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's about 62 miles, and it's a good thing that I'm going over water, because nothing blocks you, nothing's in your way when you're going over the water.
Yeah, so you got a little bit of static in the background, but nothing too bad. So we're coming in pretty clear. WRVT 771.
I have to make the whole trip with the radio instead of repeater. I mean, a lot of you guys over there can use the HP, but I can't do that. I gotta make that 62-mile trip with my radio.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I have an HP that I have up in the garage. That seems to be doing pretty good. I'm looking to get in the base unit, but I just haven't pulled the trigger on it yet.
Yeah, this is an old-time base from back when the West was young, and I paid $39 for it off of eBay.
That's a steal. Yeah, a lot of base units are definitely going for a lot more than that nowadays. But after $39, you can't beat that, and it's sounding pretty good. But I got to get back to some work here out in the yard, so it was nice talking with you, sir. Hopefully I'll be back on in a little bit. It's WRVT 771.
All right, I'll catch you later. This is Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816 Dan in Lorain, Ohio. I'm the old retired railroad engineer. I'll catch you later. 73, bye-bye.
WSTS 386,
say that again.
GPS 386 monitoring.
Yeah, hello, how you doing? You're sounding pretty good over here in Lorain, Ohio. What's your location?
Westland, Michigan.
Well, I caught the Michigan part. It was static with the city, but could you say the city again?
Westland. It's about, 15 miles west of Detroit.
All right. I'm about 62 miles away from Detroit, and that's the only repeater I can get over there. We don't have those good repeaters over here in Lorain, Ohio.
We have a network of repeaters that are linked together from Detroit all the way up to Boise.
Yeah, that makes it nice for you guys. We don't hardly have any repeaters over here that does anything. I got one a quarter mile from me, but it's in the woods, and it only goes about 10 miles.
The people that link these and take care of them do a really good job here.
Well, you ought to send a few of them over here. We need some help over here in Ohio. Yeah, we have to have a radio that makes the whole trip for us.
I was just in Ohio Friday night and yesterday. My son got married in Grand Rapids, Ohio yesterday.
Oh, well, congratulations to him. How old is he?
29. Well, he'll be 29 next month.
Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I got married when I was 20. My wife was 16 at the time.
Still married?
Yeah, we've been married 51 years. That's quite an accomplishment.
Well, good for you.
I keep telling her when I get enough money saved up, we can get a divorce.
I can't tell my wife that. She'd probably pick me up on it.
The only reason I say that is because I know she wouldn't pick me up on it. That's the only reason.
Are you a Browns fan or a Bengals fan?
Well, I'm right by Cleveland, so I better be a Browns fan.
How are they doing so far?
Well, I don't know. I don't keep track of anything very much anymore. I did watch the Ohio State game with my son that last one, but I'm not a big fan. I catch the game when it's accidentally on. You know, if I turn the TV and I see the game's on, I'll watch it, but I'm not that big a fan of anything anymore. In my old age, I just can't keep track of all of them.
I watch the lions and the tigers, that's about it, and the red wings when they're doing good.
Well, that sucks that we lost our Indians and had to give them a new name.
I know, but I heard they were trying to bring it back.
Yeah, they had interviews with a bunch of honest-to-goodness Indians out west, and they said they had no part in making them change that. They said they rather liked a baseball team called the Indians.
Yeah, it was the same thing with the Redskins.
Yeah, all these groups are trying to make people do things they don't want to do. And a lot of times they don't have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I see a lot of that. I work in Detroit every day. I deal with that crap every day.
Yeah, I tell you what, the whole world is, our whole world is turned upside down here in this country. Everything seems like it's getting crazier and crazier.
I hear you. I agree 110%.
I've only been to Detroit once, and we was looking for something, and we was standing on the sidewalk, and the policeman came by and said that there was no standing allowed.
I've been working down there about 11 years now, and I can tell you it's changed a whole lot in the last 11 years.
Is it getting better or worse?
The actual downtown area is a lot better.
Well, that's a good thing. I wish Cleveland would get a lot better. I guess some things have improved, but there's still a lot of room for improvement.
The outskirts and the surrounding suburbs are a little worse, but downtown's a lot better.
Our suburbs is painted off. The suburbs are getting real nice, and the city is going downhill. Well, I'll let you go. I know you probably got things to do and places to go. So you have a good one. This is Whiskey Sugar Delta, Quebec, 816 Dan in Lorain, Ohio, the old retired railroad engineer. Have a good one. 73. Bye-bye.
You too, Dan. My name's Chris, and I'm WSCS 386. Clear.
That's my son's name. I should be able to remember that.
Hopefully I can catch you next time you make it up here on your radio.
All right, have a good one.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye.
WSCG 713 for a radio check.
Copy.
Thank you. WSCG 713 clear.
Sounds good in Taylor 713.
Thank you. I'm at Troy, Michigan.
Copy that. Sounds good for sure. WRWM 638 standing by.
And you sounded good into Flushing, Michigan.
Copy you loud and clear.
WSDD 439 standing by.
WSDD 713 clear.
I don't know how it is north of the city there, but it's starting to rain here in Taylor finally.
It's on its way. I think that's the reason why Ohio is coming in so good, too.
Yeah, copy that for sure. Yeah, usually, like you said, days like this, they hear Cleveland pretty good and closer, of course.
There's a light rain over here in Westland, too.
My brother drove.
Put up a new antenna yesterday, and I'm kind of glad I did. I was going to put it off, but it looks like we're going to get quite a bit of rain.
That's way.
Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile on a test, please.
Yeah, loud and clear.
Copy that, we thank you. Yeah, we haven't had our regular vehicle for a while. We just got this set back up again. So I just wanted to make sure it was working. We appreciate it. Thank you.
more common than you know. WIZP 504.
WSBY 676 to 690. WSBY 676 monitor channel.
Thank you. WS2Y 676 to 690. WSBY 676 to 690.
Your audio's all screwed up, man. Can't turn your mic game down.
WSBY 676 to 690.
Stand by, I'll get back to you on the phone.
Go ahead, 690.
I got you up here in Grand Blanc. Well, no, not Grand Blanc, sorry. Up in McComb, Michigan.
Okay, I'm sitting in the garage, so you need me.
Copy that, in the garage. I'm on the mobile unit right now. When I went back to you the first time, I was on the portable.
Okay, so how does mobile sound? I mean, how does the garage sound out there? Okay, on repeater 20, which I'm on right now, and you're coming on repeater 20 a little scratchy. Not much now. I can tell that you're just a little bit. Okay, well, we're getting out there. That's what counts.
Okay, is this better?
Yeah, I got the little stubby antenna on top of the mobile, and like somebody said, you're getting out there, that wouldn't matter. And he's right. You are making it out here without a, you know, just a little scratchiness. Try that last transmission again, and I'll see, I'll listen to it.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That was excellent. Excellent transmission. Try it again.
All right, like I said, we're getting there. So I guess that's the main thing that counts.
Copy that. I'm out here with 50 mile an hour. 50 mile an hour traffic.
That's slow. All right, well, I'm going to go back to sleeping in the garage. WSBY 676 standing by, monitoring channel.
I copy that. I'm on my way back to the city. WRVB 690, clear, listening.
WRWX base. And you out there? WRWX 221 out.
WRXX 102, and we're standing by.
WSBN.
WIRXX 102, putting a call out for WIRZP 544. You near that radio tonight? WSBH 380, monitoring.
Net control, this is Charles. Kilo Echo 8, Delta Kilo Papa. Back to you, net control. I'm on Echo Link, by the way. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, back to you.
WHHP, repeater.
WB9CST.
I did
not get anything other than a key click. Try
one more time, the one after Richard.
Recording this next session, and if you're interested in hearing your transmission, send me an email or text message, and we'll email it back to you. 88FK.
So this happened to listen go KC7YFE, Dale. Go ahead, sir, the microphone is yours.
TOY with W8HB net control, KC7YFE. First of all, my apologies, I kind of jumped the gun, I came in and I just come in to, you know, I was listening or checking in on a local net earlier. So, good net tonight, John. I hope everything's well. We got a pretty nice day here so far. I mean, I thought there was going to be some clouds rolling in, but it's like a lot of them just kind of scattered off in every which way. But the sun's out and I got it shining on my face. It feels pretty good.
Radio Chess.
Thank you.